With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
This is going to hurt me to say this.
What?
I think you're classy. Ow, that hurts.
What?
I know.
Did I just what?
I know.
You thought I was classy?
Thought. I'm about to take it back because you're going to do that gloat thing. Do I strike you as classy?
Yeah. The things you do, because you're always into like newest technology and then meat.
That makes you classy?
Because you buy classy things and then that therefore it makes you appear classy. Yep.
I read this story today.
Uh-oh.
About what makes you classy. And as I read it, I mean, I actually had self-confidence myself a few minutes ago.
But you have class.
Mm-hmm. And the more I read of this story.
Oh, no, you don't have classy. You're not classy? Why not?
Here's what it is. For the longest time in my life, I believed, like when you grow up poor, mm-hmm. you think where class comes from is money.
Okay.
You believe in your heart that if I can afford Dom Perignon, which I can't, and by the way, it's terrible.
Yeah, isn't it?
Then you'll be a classy person. You think classy people know how to set a table where which fork. I learned a trick and I forget what it. Oh, that's right. I forget. But you hold your fingers up in like the AOK sign and one makes a B and one makes a D.
That's true.
Right. And I forget.
I never even. That's how you keep track.
There's a thing where it's like, this is before and this is. I don't remember what it is.
That's actually making sense a little bit.
Yeah, there's like the B side is
dessert
for
dessert or B.
Yes, and D might be dessert, like where certain things. You know what helps is if you remember the thing that you got taught.
Well, there is that part, but.
But I believed for the longest time that like if I had a charger underneath my plate, you know what a charger is? It's like the plate that goes under your plate.
Oh, that I didn't know.
It's like you have your like.
See that makes you knowing that makes you classy.
It does. Because according to this story, money doesn't mean anything. Do you know what makes
knowledge?
You,
knowledge makes knowledge is,
and even that it doesn't make you classy.
What's there's nothing left that makes if you don't have there's no what?
It's you.
Me? What do I have?
Manners.
Oh,
it's 100%. According to this thing, you have all the money in the world. You can have all the etiquette in the world. Not etiquette because that's kind of manners.
A little bit.
But like you can have the knowledge of etiquette. But if you don't have actual manners,
wow,
you're not classy.
So people consider, if they see mannerly people, oh, that person's class. They mm-hmm. don't see what kind of car they're driving, what kind of clothes they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, but you have manners. Didn't you
want me to go through some of the things these people said? And you tell me if you think I fall into classy. So they it was Quora who like polled a bunch of people. They got a ton of comments and they were talking about what are the telltale traits to tell you someone is upper class? And then what are the telltale traits that show you someone is not?
Oh, okay.
Let's go through the ones that aren't, because that's the...
This could be you then? You think that's you?
Yeah. Like, for example, you get a runny nose.
Yeah.
What do?
I excuse myself away from everybody else, and I go ahead and blow my nose or take care of it, and then I'll probably just excuse myself from the group because I don't want them to get whatever I have. How about you?
See, that's classy.
Oh no, what would you...
Like, if I'm in the middle of a conversation and my nose is starting to run, this is what I'm going to do.
Oh, you will, or you'll farmer blow it out.
I would never...
Right
oh my God.
Right on
I will farmer blow in the shower. I will never farmer blow in public. You have never seen me farmer blow.
I swear you blew all over her Louboutins. I swear
what
she
are
was,
you talking about, dude?
She was standing and it
Who's
was just...
Lou?
Maybe that wasn't you. Okay.
Dude, I already said one of the things is sniffing loudly when your nose is running. That makes you unclassy.
Wow.
That's what I do. I'm just like, oh, hold on. So anyway, and I'll just keep clearing my nose and finish my thought.
Yeah.
That's rude as hell.
Okay.
And that means I'm...
You're not couth. Okay.
Wiping your hands on your shirt or pants.
Yeah. If you have something else to do it, obviously. But if you don't...
I do almost constantly. My wife hates me for this.
I'll do it on my socks. I will, instead of smearing down my shirt or pants, I will do my
give
socks.
Give me an occasion. What had you done and what did you wipe on your socks? Oh my God.
So if I'm eating like snack food or something and I didn't bring, if I'm sitting in front of the TV eating food and I didn't grab a napkin, I don't want to get up.
Okay.
I'll just reach down and wipe my hands on my socks because you can't see what you just wiped.
You know what that is, buddy?
What? That's classy.
It is.
That is classy.
Because then, like, seriously, I'm doing laundry 2 days later, and I get my jeans out, and it's like, my pants look like I'm a leopard because there's orange stripes all over them.
Yeah, smeared.
From flaming hot Cheeto residue.
Right.
Cracking gum or chewing it loudly.
Yeah, to me, that just comes across as you're just coarse. You're just very coarse.
Have you met me?
Okay, you chew gum a lot, Slacker, but you're not constantly snapping. The thing you do is take it out and set it out on the wherever you're at. Or I don't know if this is worse, you'll see someone else chewing gum, you'll go up, take it out of their mouth and chew it and put it in your mouth.
To be clear,
you do all that.
To be clear, I would only take their gum if I believe it's fresher than mine.
Like
if somebody walks up and I haven't seen them all day and they have gum in their mouth, I don't want anything to do with that. I don't know if they put it in as they were turning the corner or they put it in at 10 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
But if somebody like gets a fresh piece out, puts it in their mouth and they start gnawing, I'm like, I know my gum's been in there a long time.
That's why you'll go take their gum.
I want fresh gum. I always want fresh gum. The way you smoke, I chew gum. The only time I don't chew gum is when we're on the air. As I finish a piece, as I take a piece of gum out of my mouth,
unless
I'm about to eat or drink something, I put another piece of gum in my mouth.
Okay, I didn't realize. Because you'll just take it out and set it down wherever you're at.
Yeah, I take it out at the beginning of the show and set it on the counter here. And then.
And sometimes you remember to grab it when you're done. Most of the time.
I do eventually throw it away. Are you aware that we're just basically standing here saying all the things that are not classy about me?
Yeah.
This is super fun.
Well.
Here's the big one.
Uh-oh, this is, and you're guilty of this one?
No, not this one.
Okay.
Swearing a lot.
No, buddy, I have to say. To the point, dude, to the point where you'll combine phrases and words into new phrases and words.
They literally say, unless you're in a locker room or on a ship in the Navy, you shouldn't swear very often. And I when I read that, I was like, there's almost nobody on the planet. And I'm not proud of it. I just don't know how to stop because there are times where stringing together profanity is the best way to make a point. Like if I told you to stop 100 times and then I got to say, MF and stop your effing absolute, like
it feels good.
And it will, if somebody hasn't really necessarily been focused on your request up to that point, they definitely focus when you string together.
This is true.
But you know what it isn't?
What?
Classy.
That's the rumor. Yes, it's not.
So
So basically you had none of that. You didn't have it.
No, I had all of these things.
Which made you not classy.
Yes.
That, yeah.
So,
bye.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.